Chapter 23, Section 2. Women Fight for Equality. Before you read. In the last section, you read how Latinos and Native Americans fought for greater rights. In this section, you will read how the nation's women also attempted to improve their status in society. A new women's movement arises. How did the women's movement emerge? The theory behind the women's movement of the 1960s was feminism. This was the belief that women should have economic, political, and social equality with men. The women's movement arose during the 1960s for several reasons. First, a growing number of women entered the workforce. In the workplace, many women received less pay than men, even for the same job. Many women saw this as unfair. Second, women had become actively involved in both the civil rights and anti-war movements. These movements led women to take action on behalf of their own beliefs. In addition, many men in these groups refused to give women leadership roles. As a result, many women became more aware of their inferior status. In 1963, Betty Friedan published The Feminine Mystique. This book expressed the discontent that many women were feeling. Friedan's book helped to unite a number of women throughout the nation. Question 1. Name two factors that helped launch the women's movement. The movement experiences gains and losses. What were the movement's successes and failures? In 1966, several women, including Betty Friedan, formed the National Organization for Women, NOW. The group's goal was to more actively pursue women's goals. NOW pushed for more childcare facilities. It also called for more educational opportunities. The organization also pressured the federal government to enforce a ban on gender discrimination in hiring. The government responded by declaring that male-only job ads were illegal. Women also attempted to gain political strength. In 1971, journalist Gloria Steinem helped found the National Women's Political Caucus. This group encouraged women to run for political office. In 1972, Congress passed a ban on gender discrimination in higher education. As a result, several all-male colleges opened their doors to women. In 1973, the Supreme Court's decision in the case Roe v. Wade granted women the right to choose an abortion. The women's movement also met with some failure, such as with the Equal Rights Amendment, ERA. The ERA was a proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution. It would have outlawed government discrimination on the basis of sex. One prominent ERA opponent was Phyllis Schlafly. Schlafly called the ERA the work of radical feminists. In addition, the women's movement angered many of the nation's conservatives. In response, these conservatives joined together to form a movement known as the New Right. This movement emphasized traditional social, cultural, and moral values. Throughout the 1970s, the New Right gained support for its social conservatism. Question 2. Name one success and one failure of the women's movement. The movement's legacy. What was the movement's legacy? In 1977, the ERA was close to being passed, but the New Right gained strength. In 1982, the ERA went down to defeat. But the influence of the women's movement could be seen in the workplace, as more women started careers instead of staying home with their children. In 1970, 8% of all medical school graduates and 5% of law school graduates were women. By 1998, those numbers had risen to 42 and 44% respectively. Women also made political gains, as many ran for and were elected to office. Question 3. Cite two examples of how the women's movement helped women improve their standing in society.